This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good afternoon, everybody. I thank you all for being here and welcome to the Response to Love Center. My name is Rhonda Frederick and I'm the Director of Community Giving and Support at West Her. And we are so proud to be here today to celebrate the generosity and giving spirit of the Western New York community and their incredible support to our neighbors in need. Last month, West Her began, 5 years maybe, Scott? 5 years of a food collection drive in our 40 stores in this region, asking our employees and customers to donate canned and dry goods to give to local charitable organizations. And West Her then donated $100,000 worth of turkeys, as you can see here, to go along with what we collected. So today we're here to thank everyone for their kindness. And I have a few statistics that I got from some of the folks that helped put this together. West Her is working with 45 regional charitable groups, giving away 5,500 turkeys, giving away 75,500 pounds of food. It took 35 volunteers and 16 trucks to distribute all of the donations to our partners. I think that deserves a big round of applause. And a number of the folks that helped coordinate this are standing in the back of the room. They don't want any attention, but know who they are. Molly. Chris. Who else is back there? Jim. Thank you all very much for putting this together. So we're going to start our short program with a blessing from Father Fred Betty from the Response to Love Center.
Thank you very much.
Father Betty.
I'll sit here.
He told me he was totally prepared, and he is.
I am totally prepared.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor to be with all of you today here at the Response Love Center. Thank you for joining us. Usually this room is filled with our clients and our neighbors enjoying a meal, but how beautiful to do this today. Yesterday, November 21st, the sisters and I, at 7 o'clock Mass, joined Felician sisters all over the nation as they celebrated the 150th anniversary of the founding of the Felician Sisters in the United States. As you know, they were founded in Poland by Blessed Mary Angela, who then sent five sisters to the United States, to Polonia, Wisconsin, the very first sisters to begin their ministry in this country. As part of that celebration at our Mass, where we were joined by sisters all over the nation, we had a beautiful prayer that was actually written by their foundress, Blessed Mary Angela. So that's the prayer we'll use today. It's a very beautiful prayer that really fits our ministry, our charism, and what it is to be people of generosity. May the Lord be your everything, everywhere, in place of everyone. May God fill your soul with all kinds of consolations. And may God give you a humble love which expends itself, a generous love which forgets itself, a strong love, which is not afraid of pain, a stable love, which does not change, a patient love, which can bear everything, a fervent love, which never weakens, a constant love, which never falters. We offer this prayer to you, O God, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our Mother. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father Betty. It is now my pleasure to introduce a true champion for the Western New York community, my friend, Congressman Tim Kennedy.
Thank you so much, Rhonda Fredericks, and I'm just so honored to be here with you and just blown away by this moment. Once again, this is the best of Buffalo, the city of good neighbors, showing its true self once again, who we are as a community, the generosity, the love, and the support of the Response to Love Center. And Sister Jonas and Father Fred, our community is forever grateful for your work, the countless lives that they have touched throughout the community over so many years. We are forever grateful and forever indebted to your service and your shining example of Christ's love and what it means to be a good neighbor in the city of good neighbors. So thank you. Can we give them another round of applause for what they do every day for our community? It's truly remarkable and truly inspiring. And Father Fred, that was a beautiful prayer.
Thank you, Mother Angela.
That's right. I just want to say how honored I am to be a part of what Scott Beeler does for our community. Once again, showing his generosity, his support, his love, his unselfishness, and his unwavering commitment to the people of our community, so many of which are in need. And $100,000 gift to the great people of Western New York who are in need during this holiday season is a shining example of what's in Scott Beeler's heart. And this is just consistent with what he does every single day. You know, Westher Automotive Group has grown exponentially over decades into the preeminent auto dealer here, not just in Western New York, but all across the state in the Northeast region. And it's only done so because Scott Beeler is the president and CEO with his business acumen, has elevated Westher to the level that it is, but he leads with his heart and he leads with his soul. And today is another example of that. And, you know, these events are very consistent with who Scott Beeler is. And whether we're at Roswell, whether we are anywhere throughout the community, or whether we're right here in the heart of the city of Buffalo at the Response to Love Center, Scott Beeler's fingerprints of love and generosity are on our community, and we are forever grateful. So, Scott Beeler, thank you once again. $100,000. I said to Scott, I said, well, how many turkeys are we giving away with your donation? He said, well, however many turkeys $100,000 can get. So that's a lot of turkeys, but it's also a reminder of the need that's in our community. And this is a season to celebrate. It's a week where we come together with our friends and our family, and we love one another. We remember those that aren't with us. And we embrace each other with the beautiful Thanksgiving season that it is and look forward to the holiday season ahead. But we're also reminded of so many people that are in need. And again, it's the spirit of the City of Good Neighbors that is coming together today and the generosity of Scott Beeler and the Response to Love Center that is making this happen. So again, I'm honored to be in your presence. Thank you so much for everything that you do. And with that, I will introduce this great man, this great spirit, this wonderful leader, and a true friend to our community, Scott Beeler.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
He mentioned my name numerous times, and it's really not me, it's this community. This community has supported our company now for going on 75 years. And that is why we can do what we're doing today. So we're just the conduit for all those years of support, all the vehicles that have been purchased, all the service that's been done. We're just trying to say, Western New York, you supported us, we're gonna make a difference because of that support in this community. And that's who should get the credit, the community, not us. And our 3,100 employees, because if without the way they serve those customers, they wouldn't keep coming back like that. So our 3,100 employees deserve the credit. That's who deserves the credit. I appreciate you mentioning me, but that's who deserves the credit. And Sister Jonas, I met her 2 years ago at a dinner. Never met her in my life. And from the minute I sat down, I said, this is a special, joyous person. I was affected by meeting her, really. And so affected, by the time we got to the main course, she convinced me to donate a van. That's a true story. So she is a compelling person, and God has really blessed all of us in this community to put her on this earth and put her right here in Western New York to do all you've done. My only regret is you and I didn't get to know each other sooner in life, because I really, every time I'm with you, I leave just feeling so joyous. So from all of us at Wester, we just hope that this makes Thanksgiving better for people in this community. Maybe wouldn't have a turkey, wouldn't have what you see over there for food goods. So let's hope this makes a difference for families in Western New York, that makes that a happy Thanksgiving a happier Thanksgiving. So. Thank you for being here today, and Tim, thank you for the kind words, and just thank you. We all got a lot to be grateful for this week, this holiday season, so let's all be grateful, and thank you, God. So. Now here is the main speaker of this evening, or this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. I captured him at that dinner, and I'm never going to let him go. I'm really happy here. Many of my staff and volunteers, my board members, are here as well, just to say thank you, Mr. Scott and West Her. We really never gave turkeys out to our people because we never had them. And one day, I got a call from Molly. She said, Sister, we'd like to do a press conference at your place. I said, oh, sure, anything for Mr. Scott. And we're bringing 300 turkeys. I said, oh, I can't tell Michael that, because Michael said, we have no freezer space. So I didn't know what I was going to do. So it was a Saturday, and I don't see him on Saturday. So I text him and I says, guess what? Mr. Scott's given us 300 turkeys. Michael wrote back and said, it's doable. Sunday, I got another text because he didn't sleep all night. And he said, what are we going to do with 300 turkeys? I says, we're going to give them away, because the people never had a turkey when we gave them a food bag for the holidays. So we got our roster out together. Sister Rose fixed that up. And we said, people are going to get a food bag with a turkey this year. And then Sister Simon, who's our cook, she's going to be able to roast turkeys, because we have close to 150, maybe 200 people who would need a dinner. So we have turkeys to roast so we can have a festive dinner for Thanksgiving. It's not about me, it's not about us, but it's about the blessing that God brings to a building like this. He doesn't want the people to be poor in spirit, alone without food. What did Jesus do? He'd go on the mountains and he preached. He went through the cities and he always provided food. And I think that today is a reenactment of what Jesus would do, Mr. Scott. Just as he fed the people, you're feeding the crowd. And that makes Thanksgiving special. but it makes response to love special. There was a passage in scripture, and Mike and I talked about it, and he said that Jesus, he had a bunch of people following him, hundreds of people. He was out there preaching. And when he finished, he said, "Will you follow me?" 12 people stayed with him, and the others left. Wester, you have a lot of people, and you have a lot of people following that gospel in Jesus. And today we thank you for being that disciple. And Wester, Molly, for that call that you made about those turkeys, and all of you who I had the opportunity to meet from Wester, I thank you for all our people, from all our people, for the good you have done. You're a blessing to us, and I've lived through 78 turkey dinners, but this is going to be the very best. I think also, too, it comes at a beautiful time. 150 years ago, our community was founded. 150 years. We're celebrating that along with Wester in our Thanksgiving this year. I'm celebrating 60 years in the community, and hopefully I'll have many more with you, Mr. Scott.
Yes, yes, yes.
So thanks again, Wester. We love you. I'd like Mike just to say something special to you, Mr. Scott.
I got
to
give you a hug.
Got it. Love you.
That was so sweet.
Thank you.
You are special.
So are you.
She gave me homework, though.
I would like to ask you to think of the following four words. No, yes, hope, and love. Imagine being trapped in the world of no. No money, no job, no place to call home, no food, no family, no support systems. Maybe on the street and being told no before you even say a word. Soon the no becomes no hope. Now imagine yes as a ray of light in the dark world of no. Even a small yes can be monumental in someone's life. Before we, the Response to Love Center, can say yes to someone, someone else has to say yes to us. Yes, I can donate my time and talent. Yes, I can donate some food and supplies. Yes, I can donate monetarily. A little more than a year ago, Scott Beeler and the West Hur said yes to the Response to Love Center by donating a brand new cargo van. The yes then multiplied because now when someone calls with a donation, we get to say, yes, I'll be there. We got a call this summer from the Lions Club in East Aurora, and they had 200 unsold chicken dinners. They called us. I gladly said, yes, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I was able to because of the van. Then just a few weeks ago, Sister Janice got a call informing us that Wester again thought of us with the most generous donation of these turkeys and all this food for the holidays. That's when the yes turns into the collective love shown by all of Western New York, funneled through the efforts of Wester Automotive Group. Our journey from no to yes, to hope, to love, is what Response to Love Center is. A most heartfelt thank you to everyone involved and everyone from all of Western New York and the Wester Automotive Group for being the yes in so many lives. Thank you all. She's taught me well.
That was beautiful. Oh, my God.
Oh. You want a copy of it?
I do. Thank you. I just want to thank everybody for attending today. I'm just so heartfelt and so happy for us to be here, and I hope you feel the same way. And I think it's going to get you all into the holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. So please, you and your families, have a blessed holiday, and thank you all for being here. And thank you to Sister Janice and Mike and the Response to Love Center and the incredible work you do. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.